episode 2839, Look for the Difference.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week, and I really do truly hope that you are looking at this new season as we are officially into fall. It's amazing to think that Christmas is around the corner. I want you to do something that inspires your heart. I want you to look forward, not backwards. Look for the difference. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the Roots and Halos Press. Confucius said this, "Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it." If you're looking for something different, then look for the difference. Your heart finds what your eyes see. How many times do you have that internal conversation with yourself that you wish you were doing something different? You wish you had made another decision. You might be referencing taking a different job than the one you have now. Maybe it's changing the paint color on the walls of your home, or it could even be changing your morning routine. So many different things in our lives. And we look at it going, gosh, but I just want something different. You know something's missing. So you go looking for something else. But what do you do when you keep running into the same issue? It's all the same. Nothing is changing. It's hard to change what you can't see. You got to look for the difference. There's beauty amongst the ashes, but you have to look for them. Have you ever went and had a beautiful bonfire and majority of all the wood all burns out, and now this once big, huge pile of wood is now just a rubble of maybe a foot or so of ashes. But if you were to dig very deep in those ashes, and sometimes you don't even have to dig, you can just look, and every once in a while, you just see this little glimmer, and it's orange, sometimes a little pink. And all of a sudden, you're like, wow, there was a spark. And you're like, oh, it's not out yet. Get more water. We got to splash it. There's beauty amongst the ashes, but you have to be in search for it. Making the assumption that the beauty will show up is you accepting your current situation as a status quo. Why change something that you know? Because you desire something different. In order to get on the other side, you have to root yourself in truth. See what you know and then acknowledge what you don't know. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. This is the journey that you're on. I've been looking at my week, and honestly, I'm kind of pulling my hair out a little bit because I have a lot of moving parts. My calendar is very full. I've got some stuff going on the medical side. I get to spend wonderful time with my grandbaby, and I'm absolutely thrilled beyond means. And then we've got stuff happening with the house, and that's great, but there's preparation before, during, and after. And then, you know, it's just life stuff. You got to pay the bills. You got to go grocery shopping. Oh, wait. Then your car breaks down, so you got to go take care of that. Something's not working. You got to still make sure the family is functioning, at least for the basic necessities, right, of life. We get up, we do and handle our responsibilities accordingly, and then eventually we go to bed. Life is full. And you can look at it as life is full of crap or life is full of beauty. You get to choose. How do you see your day? How do you see your week? Do you already feel like you're drowning? That you're not going to be able to get above everything? Let me tell you, I had a phone call yesterday, and the gal said, we need you to come in and do this before you come here on Friday. And I said, oh my. I did. I just said, ma'am, you don't know my schedule. You don't need to know all the details, but let me tell you, my week is full. I barely have enough time to breathe. There are just so many things happening. Some good, some because I have to. Others, it's like, well, you know, it just is part of life. And the other part is like, yes, that part's the grandbaby. Of course it is. But you look at life and you're like, I just don't know. I'm lucky if I get to sleep, wake up, and breathe in between. Appreciate your days by discovering the blessings in the messes. But remember, it's pertinent to look for the difference. Otherwise, the change won't appear, nor will it stick. Your dream in the making will be covered by the shadows of today, not the hope for tomorrow. My friend, your heart finds what your eyes see. Master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.